Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray Finn McCurry. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM, Bama Bipa Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say by calling on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say. Yarn up strong, your mob. All right, to Delhi. Start off with, well, coffee offers performance boost for concrete. Engineers in Australia have found a way of making stronger concrete with roasted used coffee grounds to give the drink additive a double shot at life and reduce waste going into landfills. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Shannon Kilmartin-Lynch, Vice Chancellor, Indigenous Postdoctoral Fellow from RMIT's School of Engineering, on the line. Shannon, very good morning, sister. How are you? Hello, Shannon.
No. Hey, bro, how's it going?
Yeah, good. Shannon, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good, thanks.
Good, brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, Shannon?
Yeah, my name is Shannon. I'm a Yolong Eland Balak and Ngadarak Balak man down here in the Kulin Nations, part of Tangarong country.
All right, beautiful. Good footprint. Thank you, my brother. So shed some light on coffee offers, performance boost for concrete, and talk about the disposal of organic waste. Tell us about this research, my brother.
Yeah, so pretty much it's just taking, you know, the, you know, you go into your cafe, you get a latte or whatnot, taking the used coffee grounds there, putting it through a process called pyrolysis. It's just pretty much a fancy word for burning stuff without oxygen present.
Okay.
So we do that, and it's a low-energy process that does that, and then that goes into concrete to replace sand. So, you know, it helps with, you know, limiting extractive industries, especially here in Australia. Sort of big help with sustainability, definitely for caring for country, things, circular economy and things like that. And then that goes into concrete as a sand replacement, and we see an increase in concrete strength by about 30%.
So the product is like a double use then? Coffee?
Get your morning fix, and also build buildings? Yeah, nah, definitely. So instead of ending up in landfill and, you know, leaching sort of harmful chemicals and greenhouse gases and that into the environment, gets pretty much another take at life and can go into concrete as sand.
Fantastic. So tell us about the research, how this all come about, and who's lead author on this?
Yeah, so I'm co-lead author with another researcher at RMIT, Rajiv Roychand.
Okay.
And sort of the research came about, man, sort of sitting around having a coffee at work, you know.
Sitting around having a coffee at work.
Yeah, you know, like got these little pod machines.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, there's all that waste that's going in there. You know, how can we use this? And previously, coffee, without going through that pyrolysis sort of process, couldn't be used. It was just sort of detrimental to concrete, purely because it sort of leached all, you know, your carbon dioxide and all that, leached that into the concrete and break it down. So we sort of developed a way to stop that happening with that low energy sort of pyrolysis system. And then from there, yeah, the rest sort of all came to itself, but it was a lot of trial and error, you know. We didn't know it was going to work. We just sort of went with the flow and see what happened.
Because when you look at it, I'm reading here, Australia generates 75 million kilograms of ground coffee waste every year. So most of it goes to landfills, as you're saying, and globally, 10 billion kilograms of spent coffee is generated annually. So that is a lot of waste, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely a lot of waste, you know, a lot of impact as well that not many people realise, you know, because coffee is that organic material. It has those harmful chemicals that get leached out into the environment that it's sitting in, especially when it's breaking down. So
there it is. Fantastic. So, look, smart concept. And we need to look after planet Earth. We're talking about global climate, which is real. So anything we can do regarding harming the environment, harming Mother Earth, we need to do.
Yeah, definitely, you know, and as long as we have those sustainable outcomes in place and that, and we sort of look after country, country looks after us, so we'll be all good, hopefully.
Yeah, fantastic. So tell us about your studies, your work that you do. So, Dr. Shannon, what did you study, brother?
So I studied, I did a lot of, I'll take you back. I got a Bachelor of Civil Engineering out of RMIT, and then I did sort of, you know, my PhD through RMIT as well, and I looked at the sustainable waste applications of all the COVID masks and gloves and all the PPE waste that was getting littered around. So I looked at putting that in the concrete.
Good.
And that's where all this sort of started for me. And then, you know, I've sort of tried to keep my values aligned, you know, with my mob and that, and my personal values of sustainability and having that circular economy.
So we're talking about studies, getting your doctorate in the business world, in the university world, but your feet, on the other hand, is still strong with culture, brother, and looking after planet Earth and your country and your people.
Yeah, definitely. And as long as I can keep holding those values up within my work, love what I do.
Proud of you, brother. That's too deadly. Fantastic, brother. And look, keep doing what you're doing. Please do keep in touch. Keep smiling, brother. And we'll talk soon, Shannon.
Oh, no worries. Cheers for that.
See you,
have a good day.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Deadly yarn there. That's Dr. Shannon. Dr. Shannon Kilmartin Lynch, Vice Chancellor, Indigenous Postdoctoral Fellow from RMIT's School of Engineering. And we're talking about Indigenous research leads innovation to strengthen contract using coffee. So double whammy bammy, use the coffee and then use the excess into making concrete. So look, fantastic. Double whammy bammy. Have you say yarn up strong, add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I come in Ghanin Namo, Araber Mini Pingalio. I come in Jamu and you all did it. Araber Manai Gato.
Where the good dare end up for got from friend that I could go to Wickenford. If you ever change your mind, you know where I'll be found. But we've been through that 100 times or more. For a strong wind that blows lonely, 7 seas that run high, all those things that won't think, come what may. But the good times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way. I look for you if I'm ever back this way.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now 1-800-422-416.
Forevermore. As much as I love God, He loves me greater. Dying only means that I go with Him. You are my Lord and my Savior. You're the one, you will protect me. Forevermore,
forever.
I will praise you
and
forevermore. As much as I love God, He loves me greater. Dying only means that I go with Him. You are my Lord and my Savior. You're the one, you will protect me. Forevermore,
forever.
I will praise you
and
forevermore.
Forevermore, that's Lexine Solomon here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. And we say Facebook, but I call it Sookbook sometimes. So which way, big face? Shut up. Have your say, yarn up strong. Yarn with the bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. And we're about to jump to the next segment, which is Which Way Yarning, Edmonton Police. And today we have Sergeant Greg Rhodes, he's Highway Patrol. And the bodyguard there, that's Steve Grant from PLO, from Edmonton. Also a big shout out to Senior Sergeant Linda Loy up there at Pomperow. And Bamaga, he's at Bamaga, that's right, he's at Bamaga. I'm going to Pomperow very soon. But big shout out to Senior Sergeant Linda Loy. and enjoying it up there with the mob up there. Fantastic. But I bring to the table here Sergeant Greg Rose. How are you, my brother? How are you going?
Good, thanks, Trevor. Thanks for having me on today.
No, fantastic. Thank you for coming. Very great to have you here. And where do you stem from?
Originally from Brisbane, but up here in Cairns, based, as you said, at the Highway Patrol.
Okay, and how long have you been in this role, brother?
In Highway Patrol since 2000.
Since 2000, yep.
And joined the police in 1998, so a few years now, unfortunately, getting
older.
A
few years. All right, fantastic. And over to you, Stephen Brent. How you going, my brother?
Hey, g'day, Trip. How are you today?
Good, good, good. Let the mob know who you mob, where you're
from,
brother.
I'm a proud Jitterbug Gitterbaden boy in the Mission Beach Tully area.
Yes.
And been in the job coming on to 20 years with...
20 years.
Yes, with me and Senior Sergeant Glenn Delight.
Yeah, fantastic. Yep. Yes, and he's up there at Bemigo. Big shout. So today, well, this week, we're talking about Queensland Road Safety Week, 25th of August. So, Greg, Sergeant Greg, shed some light on this space and this week.
Well, Road Safety Week, as you said, it runs for the whole week. Mm. I suppose the first point we like to point out to people is road safety is not something just to think about this week. It's something we ask you to think about all the time.
52 weeks in a year.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
But we especially ask during Road Safety Week that you maybe take a couple of minutes to stop and think about road safety yourself.
Sure.
What we're sort of focusing on this year is the inconvenience of losing your licence.
Yeah.
So, for instance, if you woke up this morning, you walked downstairs, you got in your car, you drove to work, you'll finish work, hop in the car, drive home, pick the kids up, maybe go to footy training, get some groceries. You just stop for a second and think, if I lose my licence, how's all this going to happen?
Yeah,
you
true.
Know, am I going to have to get Ubers? Am I going to have to get a bus?
Think
am
about
I,
the what ifs.
Yeah, the consequences if you hurt someone or you crash your car or something like that.
Mm.
Imagine how difficult it's going to be, and especially when you have to go home and, have to go to work and have that conversation with your boss.
Yes.
Whereas you say, hey, listen, I can't work anymore, or, you know, if you're a tradesperson, you can't go to job sites. It can have some pretty far-reaching consequences.
Well, they say the law is there for our safety. It's there to protect us.
Yes.
And we all abide by the laws, then happy days.
Yeah, yeah. If everyone, as I said, stops and have a think about their driving behaviour,
yes.
We especially ask people during this week to concentrate or think about the Fatal Five. So we've got...
Let's go to the Fatal Five. What are they?
So we've got speeding. We've got distraction, which is things like mobile phones, visual display units, things like that. Fatigue. Now, fatigue is not only driving long distances in heavy vehicles. That's what most people think. They think of the truck driver that's driving from Brisbane to Sydney or something.
Yes.
It also may be if you're a retiree and you're on a camping holiday or a motoring holiday.
Mm.
It also might be if you're driving from Brisbane to Weeper on holidays coming up in a couple of weeks with the kids, or you want to go up like Senior Sergeant Delay, you decide you'll go and work up at Bamaga for a couple of weeks.
Mm.
It's a big drive.
Sure.
Stop and think about, if I get tired, what am I going to do? Do I need to pre-plan a rest trip? Do I have some family members that I could stop in and spend the night with?
Mm-hmm.
Another one of the Fatal Five is seatbelts. We ask people to make sure they're wearing a seatbelt. Make sure your passengers are wearing a seatbelt. If you've got kids in the back, make sure they're wearing a seatbelt. Because as we were just talking about before, Trevor and Steve, you are responsible for other people in your car not wearing a seatbelt.
Well, minors, but as well as adults.
Yes, yes. So say, for instance, you and me are out driving around. We shoot down the road to get McDonald's for lunch or something like that. I'm not wearing a seatbelt and you're driving. You can get the ticket for permitting me not to wear a seatbelt, and I can get an infringement notice for not wearing one.
And you're the passenger.
And I'm the passenger. So both of us end up with a fairly hefty fine. It's $1,161 and 4 points. So that's it's a lot of money, isn't it?
Well, it adds up. What are we at? 12 points, is it?
Yeah.
For a person to have a license, 12 points. So
and you start
there's
losing.
Three fines, there's your license gone.
And yeah, as you say, it's quite easy to rack up those points. The last one of the Fatal Five is your drink and your drug driving.
Yeah.
Now, that's something that we obviously try to combat through random breath tests.
Mm-hmm.
Random drug tests is something that we've started to come online with lately.
Yes.
We ask people to think about if you go out for a night out. Sure, we're not the fun police. We want people to enjoy themselves, but we also want you to get home at the end of the night.
Exactly.
Steve and I, unfortunately, have had to deliver messages to people where their partner may have been injured in hospital, or, you know, child's been injured, or even worse. And it's not a nice conversation to have, is it, Steve?
No.
No. So we ask people to think about pre-plan your night. If you're going to go out and enjoy a good night on a Friday night with your mates, have a good time, knock yourself out. But do you need to think about an Uber on the way home? Do you need to think about a bus? You know, do you ring up your brother and say, hey, mate, you know how I picked you up last week? Can you come in and pick me up tonight?
Exactly, exactly.
Things
I
like
always
that.
Say life is simple, people complicate it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just keep it all simple. There it is. And by the rules, but have the plan of attack, you know. So if you're going out, don't drink and drive, don't drug and drive, you know.
Yeah.
And plan B is now plan A.
Yeah, yeah, exactly that, you know. Normally you might say, okay, I'll go out and have one beer and I'll be right to drive. But if tonight you decide to have three beers, give your partner a call at home and say, hey, listen, I might
pick the car up tomorrow.
Yeah. As you said, make it simple.
Exactly. So that's the Fatal Five, so very important. And we're talking about our Queensland Road Safety Week, 21, 25th of August, but as we just mentioned, 52 weeks in a year. It's about being safe and keeping yourself and family safe, but other people safe as well, you know. We need to do what we need to do to get from point A to point B.
Correct.
Transport,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, and exactly like you say, Trevor, it's a bit of a shared responsibility. If you're in the car and you notice that the driver's getting a little bit tired, maybe say to them, hey, mate, do you want to stop for a cold drink? Or, you know, if we've driven for the last 8 hours, do you want to pull in and stay at a hotel? Or I know someone here, we can camp for the night.
Yeah.
Also, we ask people to think about their responsibility and their behaviour. Exactly what you said. Keep it simple. Like, don't worry too much about what everyone else is doing.
Sure.
Think about how can I make myself and my family safe? We ask also pedestrians think about their safety.
Sure.
We're not only talking about motor cars.
Well, the sad thing is, that, as you said, sometimes you go knock on door and deliver some bad news, you know. And look, love and thoughts are going to family, to people out there who've lost family or members a long way in regards to. That's why we keep drilling in the Road Safety Week. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's better to arrive, as they say. Sorry, I was just going to say, it's better, as they say, to arrive alive than dead on time. So
yeah,
it's a good
saying. Wouldn't have heard that, but arrive alive, dead on time, that's so true. And like I said, lost loved ones along the way because of these Fatal Five, not capitalising on the Fatal Five.
Yeah.
And they're simple rules, laws, aren't they?
Yeah, it's just lots of it, as people say, comes down to common sense. You know, if it's the speed limit, stick to it.
Yes.
If you've got a seatbelt in your car, put it on. If the phone rings and, you know, I'm sure most people agree, you don't often get a phone call that's exactly critical that you've got to take at that split second.
No,
you know,
that's right, exactly.
You've got two minutes
pull
to
pull
over.
Yeah,
exactly that. You can answer it.
Exactly.
Chuck your seatbelt on. You know, say to the kids in the back, hey, have you kids got your seatbelts on? Just simple things like that.
And when you talk about the phones, there's so many ideas. Well, there's so many gadgets out there now that can, you know, link your phone to the dashboard, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Just press a button when you're driving, still talk.
Yeah.
Two hands on the wheel, and you can still have that conversation.
Yeah, yeah. Back in the day when mobile phones first came out, obviously they didn't have hands-free. We didn't have Bluetooth, but exactly like you say now, you know, most cars have Bluetooth.
Exactly.
If not, you can hop on, you know, eBay or sort of a website, and you can pick them up for a relatively inexpensive amount.
Exactly, exactly.
And Greg, what is the penalty for the mobile phone these days?
It's just a little bit over $1,000. So
$1,000 called the phone, and what's the point merit points?
Four points. Yep.
Four demerit points.
Yeah. It's starting to get big bucks again, isn't it?
Sure, exactly.
Yeah.
But big bucks only because we're trying to scare people away from abiding by the rules. By the rules, and
As we often say to people, when we intercept them, it's an optional amount of money, you know.
Yeah.
If you don't answer the phone or if you do put your seatbelt on, you don't have to pay the fine.
Yeah,
there's
sure.
a way to avoid it,
yeah.
And that is to actually do the right thing.
Yeah, fantastic. Questions come up all the time about eating and drinking.
Yeah.
Like soft drink or milkshake or hamburger.
It's a bit of a funny one. There's driving without due care and attention is an offence. So if you're driving along and you take a bottle of water and have a quick mouthful, that's not an offence in itself. But if you're having a drink and then all of a sudden you drop the lid on the floor and you stick your hands down and take your eyes away from the roadway and have a crash, that might be driving without due care.
Due care.
Or if, you know,
and you'll get penalised for that.
Yeah, you can either go to court or you can receive an infringement notice. Again, demerit points. And then you start looking at, as we were talking about earlier, those consequences. If you start getting lots of points, you might lose your licence. Or if, you know, you start to get a lot of fines that you're able to refer to Spur to pay off in instalments, but if you don't keep up with your instalments, then all of a sudden you find your license is suspended. So it can have far-reaching consequences. So whilst in itself drinking water and non-alcoholic substances while you're driving isn't an offence as such, there are penalties that if something happens as a result of that.
Yep, abiding by the rules, that's all it is. So we're talking about Queensland Road Safety Week, 21, 25 August, and Sergeant Greg Rose did mention about the Fatal Five, and we talk about distraction, fatigue, seat belts, and drug drink driving. So very important, the simple rules they are, and just abide by them.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about, you know.
Yeah, make sure you do the right thing, and you can get from A to B safely and without incurring a fine.
Fantastic, yep. Too good. So anyway, so that's what it's all about. And then when you talk about random breath tests and what have you, that's part of the your department as well?
Yes, we do random breath tests. I was just for the last hour, just down the road, we've been down there with our booze bus.
Sure.
We may have had some of your listeners come through. We did a couple hours of booze bus there.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see us out and about. That's, again, trying to drive home that road safety message about any time, anywhere. Obviously, the Cape's a lovely, lovely part of the world to be. You know, we've got crews up there quite often on patrols, and we'll be stopping cars in far-flung places, and they'll say, "Well, I can't believe I ran into the police, you know, on the Kreb track, or I ran into the police just coming out of Bamaga." And, you know, it's always good when we say to them, "Hey, you know, it's great that you're doing the right thing."
Sure.
We stop you for 5 minutes.
Well, if you go to a concert, like in the park or what have you, you know, and then when people are leaving, there's the bully men, the cops are there. Well, they're there to make sure everyone's safe, you know. So don't feel that this is just here to take your money or take points off you.
No, no.
If you're abiding by the rules, you've got no dramas, no problems.
Yeah, the most inconvenience you have is 2 minutes when you pull in and get a breath test, quick license check, and on your way.
Well, exactly. And well, people who've, who have caused accidents and fatality were over the limit.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff. So you've got to live with that as well.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be a terrible thing to have to live with, knowing that you have injured someone.
Yep, exactly. Or created death because of it. Yeah. Fatal five, so very important. So, yeah, Greg, so you're based here in Cairns, are you?
Yeah, yeah, we're in Cairns. We've got a couple operations on, sorry, a couple tasks on this week for the Road Safety Week operation.
Mm-hmm.
And again, remind people that drink driving's a no-no all the time, but we've got a special attention on it coming up.
Okay.
We have operations focused this week on seatbelts, mobile phones, and as we talked about, the fines are starting to get a lot of money, but also more importantly, the safety.
Safety is so very important, you know, less injuries, less accidents, less death, fatality. So you're based with Edmonton Police?
No, with the Cairns. We cover pretty much an easy way to describe it would be from Gordon Vale up to the Cape.
Okay.
And then inland to...
So you work with all the police stations along the way within that vicinity.
Yeah, we do. So for instance, with Senior Sergeant Deloy, we had a crew up the other week working with Bamaga.
Yes.
And then we might send a crew out to Cowan or to Weeper. Yeah, we've got officers based at Cooktown. So they cover moving inland towards sort of Aracoon, Lockhart River.
And look, the fact that we see more police out there, then it just stays in your mind that I need to operate properly here. You know what I mean? In regard to driving the car, seat bolts, what have you, you know, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
More police we see out there, even if they're not pulling you over. The fact that you see them, your seatbelt's in, you know, or we'll put the phone away, it just makes us think, doesn't it? And act on it. Yeah. Yeah, good idea. Nice to meet you. Sergeant Greg Rose. All the best.
Thanks, Trevor.
Thanks for the yarn.
Yeah, thank you.
Steve, good to see you.
Yep. Big shout out to my colleague in Pomperour, Courtney
Mallett. Yes. Mallett.
She's looking forward to Trevor coming up there in the next coming
Pomperour,
week.
Pomperour, going to do some motivational yarns up there.
Yep. She's taking the kids out to the beach today for some turtle hatching.
Oh, beautiful. There it is, turtle hatching.
Yes.
Fantastic. Good yarning with you. Talk soon, boys.
Thank you.
All the best. Beautiful yarn with the boys in blue from Edmonton Police, and that's our Which Way Yarning program. Nice segment, and proudly sponsored by Piconi, Brinsmead and IGA, and give us a box of fruit here at Bumbo Bippa Media. Once a week, healthy living, healthy lifestyle, chew on a banana rather than a Mars bar. Have your saying yarn up strong, add to the conversation here at National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Tell them that the horse is boy. Do you know how to put that reins on? Don't you forget the girths are loose. Reach out for the stirrups. Put it under your arm for your own leg. Now we can go for a long way. Tighten up the reins, you're gonna have a trip of your life. You can feel that horsepower right underneath your soul. You may never pass the grids and the boundaries put on your life, but you can ride over them any way you like. Look around, hey, up in the sky, there are spirits walking, walking. Colors in your eyes, changing every time. Give me the sunshine after rain. Give me the sunshine after rain. Give me the sunshine after rain. Laws. Laws and laws and always laws. Do they change? Justice. What does it bring for me now? All my lawyers all go broken. Poison in water, they say. Poison in so deep somewhere. Feeling easy when you open up your life. Something deeper in your heart. Turn around, look around. There are people on the ground. Give me the sunshine after rain. Sunshine after rain. Leaving the sunshine after rain.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
We came from a place called Paradise. We were told by the Arakwah. We are the ocean's protectors, taking just what and when we needed to. One day we crouched upon the clear white sand and watched with bated breath. As the big white cloud drew closer, we became Australia's first island of slaves. We came from the Isles of Pacifica to a land of much hurt and pain. And upon those terrible slave ships, we were bowed low by the iron chains. We cleared the land, endured the lash, and labored from dawn till dusk. We rue the day we took that boat to the strange foreign land called Queensland. We are one, but we are many, and from those many lands of earth we've come. We share our dreams, so let's sing with the one voice. I am, you are, we are the Australian born Pacific Islander. We are tellers of stories. We are dancers and singers of songs. We are Nulfat Nana, who for 5 years was the first South Pacific Islander Commissioner. We are Faith Bandler, another fighter, who fought for our people's rights. We deserve some compensation for beginning the sugar industry. There's the hot winds from the cane fires and the black soil for our taro and cassava patch. There's the mountains and the valleys of life with its droughts and flooding rains. There is the rock, there is the reef, and the rivers that used to be full of kaikai. We've survived 150 years now, and the east coast of Australia is our home. We are one, but we are many, and from all those many lands of earth we've come. We share our dreams, so let's sing with the one voice. I am, you are, we are Australian born Pacific Islanders. We are one, but we are many, and from all those many lands of earth we've come. We share our dreams, so let's sing with the one voice. I am, you are, we are Australian-born Pacific Islanders. I am, you are, we are Australian-born Pacific Islanders.
Pobla, pobla mi, 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 pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Sit down in my country. I sit down on the ground. I mind my own business. I mind my own way. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Guardia, come along. He no listen to our song. He build a brand new house. He build a brand new home. Pobla, pobla mi. 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 They give us social security. That's to give us CDP. Government say good now. They trick us with their money. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Sit down in my country. I sit down on the ground. Pobla, pobla mi. 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 Pobla,
la pauvre l'ami. Pauvre l'ami. Pauvre la pauvre l'ami.
Yeah, Paul Balamy, Paul Balamy. That's Mary G here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416. About 14 minutes left on the program. 1 hour program live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns at Yidinji. That's Bummer Bipper Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Speaking of the nation, voice referendum date to be announced in South Australia next Wednesday. The date for the voice to parliament referendum will be announced at an event in Adelaide on Wednesday next week. The Prime Minister's office has confirmed as the battle to win voters to in key states ramps up. Anthony Albanese has previously said the vote will happen in October or November, with some speculation it will be held on October 14 due to travel commitments Mr. Albanese has made in the coming months. The question put to Australian voters will be required a yes or a no response to whether an Indigenous voice to Parliament, which would act as an independent advisory body for First Nations people, should be enshrined in the Constitution. Australia will be asked a proposed law to alter the Constitution to recognise the First Peoples of Australia by establishing an Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander voice. Do you approve this proposed alteration? The permanent body would represent First Nation people and offer advice to government on policies and laws which impact the lives of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. For the referendum to be successful, it would need support from the majority of voters nationally as well as the majority of voters in at least four states. Votes cast outside of the states, such as from Australian Capital Territory or the Northern Territory, only counted towards the national total. The decision to announce the date in South Australia suggests the government believes it will prove a key state for the Yes campaign to win. Meanwhile, the No campaign focuses its weekend efforts on Western Australia. The 1967 referendum that asked for Indigenous Australians to be counted was also launched in South Australia. In a statement, Mr. Albanese said this would be once in a generation chance to recognise First Nation people in the Constitution. I will be campaigning for constitutional recognition because not now, when, he said. So there it is. So stay tuned for that. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, 12 minutes left on the program. Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, 1-800-422-416.
Thinking about your body next to mine, butterflies gonna keep on flying. You're too messed up to remember.
Hey, you mob, it's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. That ain't on me, it's on you.
Never meant for you to feel the look in my eyes. No, I never meant for you to feel so terrified. So vain that I misheard your cries. Did I make you feel that I was pushing you aside? I know it's a lot to ask of you right now, but gotta believe me when I speak the words I speak. In my mind it's your love that I see, it's your love that matters to me. I surrender all. I surrender all.
Never meant for you to feel like left in the cold, no I. Never meant for me to go on losing self-control, did I? Did I sign a contract to the devil, my soul is so decide. Now you're sick and tired of my excuses, they go.
Believe me when I speak the words I speak, yeah.
In my mind it's your love that I see,
it's your love that matters to me. surrender all.
I surrender all.
Yes, I'm all yours.
Yes, I'm all yours.
I'm completely sure.
I'm completely sure.
I surrender all.
I surrender all.
I surrender it all. I know it's a lot to ask from you right now, but gotta believe me when I speak the words I speak. Yes, in my mind it's your love that I see. It's your love that matters to me. I surrender all.
Crime. This is James Scott here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Today, August 23, the history and legacy of the Wave Hill walk-off. It's been more than half a century since Gurindji man Vincent Lingari led a walk-off from Wave Hill Station in Kalkadundri. And the Wave Hill walk-off was led by Vincent Lingari, a Gundri elder and land rights leader. The walk-off saw 200 Aboriginal stockmen protest poor working and living conditions on the 23rd of August 1966. Australian Aboriginal workers were given rations, tobacco and clothing as their payment for their labour. The workers were also paid significantly less than the white workers at Wave Hill Station. Gundri families went on strike to protest for better wages, working conditions and a return of some of the traditional lands. They did this by walking off the job, being led by Lingari to Gordy Creek. The Gundari people camped on the Victoria River near the Wave Hill Welfare Station, then moved and camped on their country at Daragu, which was close to their sacred sites. After years of campaigning, Darugu, the Gundri people drafted a petition to the Governor-General, Lord Casey, asking him if they could have ownership over their area. The government generally declined. The Gundri people fought for 9 years to get the traditional lands back, while unionists believed the Gurindji people fight was about wages and work condition. It was actually more about bigger than that. It was about getting their land back. You can keep your gold. We just want our land back, Lingari said. what started as a walk-off would turn into equal wages for his people, a new land rights act, and handing back a land to Gundjeri people. The legacy, the lasting legacy of the Wave Hill walk-off. The Wave Hill walk-off created lasting chance for our people and prompted powerful conversations around Aboriginal land rights. And not only were the Gurindji people one of the first Aboriginal groups to reclaim their traditional land, but the Wave Hill walk-off paved the way for Aboriginal Land Rights Northern Territory Act. This legislation meant that the Aboriginal people in Northern Territory could claim land rights based on their traditional relationship and connection with the country. Prime Minister Gough Whitlam visited Darugu in August 1975 and returned a small portion of Gurindji land to the traditional owners. Vincent Lungari, a solemnly hand to you these deeds as proof in Australian law that these lands belong to the Gurindji people, and pour in a handful of soil in his hand. That took a country away from us. Now they brought it back to us ceremonially, Vincent Lungari said. Fantastic. That's today, 23rd of August, back in 1966. And fantastic. And look, with that, another freaky thing. It happens every 1,000 years. If you grab your age and add it to your year you were born, it will bring you to 2023. So today, we are all at the same age, if you look at it. So do that. Get your age, add it to your year, it'll come up 2023. Happens every 1,000 years. Check it out, you mob. With that, Trendy Trev going to sign off here, you mob. Thank you very much for your company. National Talk Black, 1 hour program. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.